Aurora hosted the best young rugby players in the country this week as they prepared to play in the Youth Commonwealth Games. The Aurora Barbarians Rugby Club hosted both the U18 girls and U18 boys teams this week ahead of the August 4th to 11 games. The two squads practiced at local fields and facilities just before they went to Trinidad and Tobago to participate in the event. The boys squad had two Aurora Barbarians named to the team, including Briar Barron of Holland Landing and Adam Doan of Sutton. Barbarians co-president Khalil Ajram, a manager for the boys team, said it is exciting to have players represent Canada on the global stage. Training in Aurora was great, Ajram said, adding that the boys team had a scrimmage with the Barbarians and a session at CrossFit Aurora Central. We're extremely lucky the town was able to get us permits on the turf. The Youth Commonwealth Games include 71 countries part of the British Commonwealth, with more than 1,000 athletes set to participate. The games include rugby sevens, with both teams set to play August 6 to 8. Although Doan was ruled out due to injury, Barron will be on the team competing. Briar has been putting in the time this summer to prepare for the tournament, Ajram said. He's been a staple of our men's first team at just the age of 17. Ajram is well connected with the national team, managing the national development program for the past 5 years after helping the Ontario squad win back-to-back national titles in 2018 and 2019. All kinds of players from Aurora represent Canada, he said, with 16 doing so over the course of summer tournaments. The club is always excited to have our players and coaches represent Canada on the global stage, Ajram said. The boys team had a meet and greet with Aurora Mayor Tom Maracas during training. Great to meet the U18 boys representing Canada, Maracas said on social media. We wish them the best in their quest for gold. That will not be easy. On both the boys and girls sides, only the top two teams will advance to a gold medal game after a 5-game round robin. The boys' team will start their tournament August 6 playing Scotland at 9 a.m. and then Fiji at 1:44 p.m. The boys are in tough competition, Ajram said. The Commonwealth Games website said live event coverage and highlights will be on the Trinidad and Tobago Olympic Committee YouTube channel.